Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Hello to everyone from around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America, South America, and from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and grateful to be with all of you here today. And today we have another wonderful guest with us. Our guest today is relationship coach and also author, Jennifer Gaynor Yaker, of Becoming a Soulmate Magnet, Conscious Life Coach. And Jennifer, at one point, has struggled with really finding happiness in her life. And she was able to achieve this happiness, and she will share that story with our audience today. And again, everyone in our audience, especially women, will definitely be able to resonate with the story that she does share with us. It is now Wednesday, the 17th of August. It is 12 noon Eastern time. And to all of our listeners tuning in, please know that our interview today with Jennifer will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Or you can also visit us at Facebook, facebook.com/ACC Global Media. Or you can go onto our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com, and you can enjoy our shows at really any time of the day. Now, a little bit about our guest, a background for Jennifer Gaynor Yaker. And she has an extensive amount of knowledge and experience, certified in many different areas. She's a master NLP practitioner. She is a master EFT practitioner. She is also a hypnotherapist and also a best-selling author. And as I explained earlier, Jennifer herself once struggled in many different aspects of her life, really wondering when happiness would ever come for her. And with great fortune and also tough experiences, she has learned these methods and secrets to success in not only life, but relationships as well, and helping you find that special person. And every one of us in the audience have either once experienced or know someone that is single and really struggling to find that perfect person. And it's very difficult. And some of us actually give up searching at one point, not knowing or believing if we have that person for us. And what I can tell you is that help is here, because the expertise that Jennifer has, she will be able to help you find that special person. And a quick note to our audience before we do begin. Every guest on our show is carefully vetted. And this is to assure that we bring the best people in the world to share their story and their assistance to our audience. So again, if you're lucky enough to have the honor to tune in to listen to one of our featured guests, please understand that they are one of the best and most qualified in the world at what they do and assisting other people, which is why I'm very, very proud to present to our audience today relationship coach Jennifer Gaynor Yaker, How are you doing today, Jennifer?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you, Matthew, for that warm welcome. It's an honor to be here with you today.
Well, we are very happy to have you. And before anything, Jennifer, if you could very quickly share with our audience, who exactly is Jennifer Gaynor-Yeager?
Well, I'm still trying to figure that the full extent of that out myself. But I think what you're asking is a little bit about my background and my story. Am I correct about that?
Yes. You actually have a wonderful story. And again, I want to tell the audience to really be able to be featured on our show. You need to have a wonderful story. And Jennifer has been through a lot. And Jennifer, let me not even put this off anymore. Share with the audience your personal story and experience.
I will. And so just very quickly, I want to thank you for the warm welcome. Yes, I'm a life coach, and I specialize in dating and relationships because of my own personal struggle and triumph with finding the love of my life, who I'm now happily married to. And essentially, in a nutshell, without going into long, gory details, my story is that I started dating when I was 15. And 20 years later, I was still single. Then it wasn't because I wasn't trying. I was out there doing all of the actions that, or at least the actions I thought I should be doing, you know, online dating, trying to meet people, getting in and out of relationships, et cetera. And there was a moment where I realized that I was stuck in an unhealthy and unsatisfying pattern with relationships. And I realized that I didn't know how to transcend this pattern on my own. And I'd always been very, you know, independent and kind of stubborn, frankly. And
yes,
I'd always wanted to solve things on my own. And I realized at that point that I was going to need some assistance. So at that point, the big turning point for me was I was willing to seek help. And I sought the help of a very talented coach who helped me get to the bottom of why I was stuck in this unhealthy, unsatisfying pattern of attracting mismatch after mismatch. You know, it was either I was either attracting men that weren't really what I would wanted to commit to for my life, or I would, you know, find someone who I was madly in love with, who thought was a perfect candidate to be a life partner, and they would inevitably not want a commitment with me in various. And I finally had one breakup and sort of hit overall personal and professional rock bottom in my life. I was just unhappy in every single area of my life. My health wasn't good. I didn't like my job. You know, I'd just broken up with the man who I thought was the one and thought, how do you screw it up with your soulmate? And
yes,
at that point,
we've been there.
I think a lot of people can relate to that. And so at that point, I sought the help of a coach. And what I learned from that point on, you know, it was really eye-opening. I had so many breakthroughs in terms of understanding what was really causing this unhealthy pattern, not only in my relationships, but in my entire life, because I started out with my coach in order to transform my love life, but it ended up spilling out into every area of my life where, you know, I was able to, you know, I had no intention of becoming a coach myself, but obviously, you know, this, as the saying goes, life's what happens when you're busy making other plans. And, so really, I was able to, the things that she taught me and the transformational work that I did with her and a few other coaches really started getting results very quickly for me. And I that was very interesting because I had, you know, done traditional therapy and things, and not to knock them because there are some amazing, brilliant, and talented therapists out there, but I wasn't getting the results that I wanted, that I needed and wanted from working with them. And I noticed in a very short amount of time, I could actually feel and see the shift and transformation in my life. And then less than 18 months later, I met my husband. Everything has gone, you know, smooth from the get-go. We've been together 5 years now.
Congratulations.
You know, thank you. And I'm, you know, I'm just so thankful every day, you know, he shows up the way that he shows up for me. His commitment is so obvious. It's not just, you know, a ring and a piece of paper. He shows up, you know, is very present, very supportive. He's my absolute best friend. And so what happened at that point was, I sort of looked back on my life, and actually this came to me in a meditation because I was sort of asking, you know, I go to meditation for guidance often, and I thought, you know, what is it that I'm really supposed to be doing with my life? And they said, you have this what I heard was you had this amazing transformation with your love life. And, you know, I was a pretty much the poster child for anxiety in relationship for 20 years. And then to be able to have the kind of transformation where, you know, I'm living in love, you know, daily, where I have a truly happy marriage with someone that I truly respect and admire and who, you know, cherishes and adores me. And being able to have that on a daily basis and noticing that there are still other people struggling, I was inspired to give back. I was inspired to, you know I'm not the only person who's struggling with this or who has struggled with this. And so really the impetus was, you know, if I can do it, anybody can. I'm not special. I just happened to stumble upon really amazing transformational tools that anyone with the willingness could implement into their life if they want true transformation.
And many people in their audience are probably thinking this. What is your biggest influence right now as far as helping other people now with this?
Oh, there's a little angel in the world. I have several influences. You know, certainly at one point, you know, Tony Robbins was an influence and, you know, some, you know, Ariel Ford and some other well-known names. But there is an angel in the world who was the one who actually had trained my life coach, the one that I had the biggest transformation with, and her name is Robin. And she is just a tremendous talent. And I think she's one of those true earth angels. She's not famous, you know, in a big sense, because I don't think she actually cares about that. She's the real deal. It's really, for her, it's all about service. It's about helping people. And it's about helping people achieve the results they want in their life and really about ultimately achieving peace in their life. And peace is something that really is important to me too. It's one of what I would call my core values. And she's been my mentor since day one of becoming a life coach. And, you know, I have multiple trainings from her. And she just really is an amazing, talented healer and coach and practitioner. And she's been my teacher ever since.
Okay. And I actually touched on this a few minutes ago during your introduction. If you could very quickly, again, share with the audience the different certifications that you've attained that you now use with your coaching practice.
Sure. The first certification that I obtained was called it's EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. People may have seen it on Hay House. Or I think it was on the Dr. Oz show a few times, and it's getting more recognition because of its efficacy. And it's also known as tapping, and what it is essentially a combination of Western psychology methods and acupuncture, except the great thing is that there's no needling involved, meaning you can get a similar result to an acupuncture session simply by tapping on the ends of some of the major meridians, which are essentially highways in the body. And we use EFT to help people release unwanted emotions. So, like, let's say, for example, someone went through a breakup and, you know, they had a tremendous amount of sadness and anger or grief. With EFT, we can very quickly help people release that emotion. You know, I've had several people say to me, like, you know, 4 EFT sessions is done more for them than 2 years of therapy. And that was my personal experience as well. With Emotional Freedom Technique, is that it just very quickly, you know, when I was going through that big breakup that was sort of like spurred on my initial transformation, I was really sad to the extent where I was crying daily for months, which was not like me, but it was, you know, I felt so lost. I didn't know why I couldn't, you know, why I'd been stuck in this pattern for 20 years. And I had actually pulled myself off the dating market because I thought, you know, what I'm doing isn't working. So I was finally willing to try something different, which is really important, by the way. If you want to change your life, you have to be willing to try something different. And the first session with my EFT practitioner, I stopped crying. Like, I was just, it wasn't like I was like happy-go-lucky, but all of a sudden I was like, okay, I can function, I can cope, and, you know, life goes on, and what am I going to do moving forward? And I thought that was phenomenal because, you know, it had been months that I had been stuck in that very sad grief stricken state. And she was able to snap me out of it in one session. And so I really started to pay attention to that technique after that. And then what my mentor Robin has done is add on this tremendously brilliant technique called the Source Technique, which is essentially a conversation with the subconscious mind. And what we can use the source techniques for is to very quickly identify the root cause of pretty much any issue or concern or problem. So, you know, let's say someone comes in and they say, you know, I always get so angry at my boss and I don't know why. Like, I just, he says one thing and I fly off the handle and my job's at risk. You know, a lot of times, you know, you're not upset for the reason you think. You think it's about your boss, but really it might be because your boss unconsciously reminds you of your father, right? And you had a strained relationship with your father and you've got some things to work out with your father. And now the boss is really just the catalyst that's bringing that up in you. And I truly believe that everything's coming up for healing, you know, even if it seems negative. And I think, you know, I would love to see more allowance personally in our culture of all emotions, not just the good emotions, quote unquote, right? Because I think, you know, a full human experience, you allow all of the emotions and you can, you know, love yourself through all of them. But basically, I believe everything is coming up for healing. And that was one of the mindset shifts that I learned through that transformational process was instead of looking at my, you know, quote unquote negative emotions as a bad thing or something to try to like, you know, ignore stuff or get rid of, it was more about paying attention to, okay, this makes me angry. What is this trying to teach me? Like, what's coming up for healing here? And then being willing to really just look at that and sit with it. And instead of, you know, trying to ignore it or, you know, just go out, you know, go get myself too busy to pay attention. And that was really key, was being willing to identify what's really going on, what's coming up for healing, and actually do the healing work. And with source technique, we can very quickly identify what needs to come up for healing. So we don't have to search around for years. We can very quickly go in and sort of laser in on, okay, this is what needs to be healed. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. And getting to the topic now of also relationships, and again, it's the area where so many of us seem to really struggle. Jennifer, if you could really share with the audience, why is love so hard for people to understand or obtain? Why is it so difficult?
Well, what I learned is that a lot of people are placing their attention in the wrong place, meaning, you know, people will come to me and they think that finding their partner is just about finding the right, you know, online dating site or app. And certainly, you know, you've got to have a means of meeting people if you want to find the right partner. But what I really learned after 7 years of dating online and going on hundreds of dates and still not finding my partner is that if you truly want to meet the right partner, if you truly want a soulmate, someone that just feels really good to be with every day and that you're truly compatible with, it's really about being ready. And it's about being ready internally. In fact, I'm of the opinion now that finding your soulmate is 90% inner work, right? So a lot of people will come to me and they'll be like, I want, you know, can you write my online profile? Can you coach me on dating quiz? I do all of that. I'm happy to do that. I met my husband online. So, you know, I've got a little experience in this area. I've helped many other people, you know, write great profiles that have attracted much, you know, better quality potential partners. I do all that. It's part of the services that I offer, but it's not the bigger part of the service that I offer. And I'm always very honest with people. Like, you know, we can do that. I'm happy to rewrite your profile or help you rewrite your profile or give you a template to write your profile. And I'm happy to, you know, recommend the sites that I think would be best for you to, you know, based on the partner that you've described to me, because I always help people get very clear on who it is they want to attract. And I'm also very honest with them that if you truly want a soulmate, you've got to work on your soul. You've got to get intimately acquainted with your soul. And perhaps maybe there's some healing work to do. You know, a lot of us do have healing work to do, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a very brave and courageous thing. And most importantly, the rewards are exponential. Meaning if you're willing to do that work to look inside, it's will pay itself back 10 times over in your investment, and that is my belief.
And I believe so as well. And really getting to the very important topic of relationships, and that comes down to sex. How important is sex in finding the right partner?
That's a fantastic question. And my answer to that is that it depends on the couple. And it depends on the individuals in the relationships. Because you may have, you know, one or both partners that are highly sexual. And, you know, sex is an integral part of their relationship. And they want to make love every day. And they want to, you know, be very adventurous and, you know, have a lot of variety in their love life. And that's really important to them. And you may have another individual or couple who, you know, either is not highly sexual for maybe because of a, you know, oftentimes that's like a health concern, like a thyroid issue. But sometimes, you know, maybe they just didn't grow up in an environment where, you know, sex was touted as important, or maybe they just have a low sex drive, or, you know, they're, everybody's different in their disposition. And so it really boils down to the couple in the sense of what you want to look for is compatibility in that area. Or at least semi-compatibility. Yeah. What you don't want is one highly sexual partner and one asexual partner. Now you're going to have problems. Unless one or both of them is, you know, truly okay with accepting, you know, not getting their needs met. But I don't think most people are going to deal with not getting their needs met for too long. So it's something that...
Yeah. Yes. And it's very important because many people... do believe this, as far as maintaining a relationship over a longer period of time, is sex a big part of this, or a healthy sex life, is that a big part of this?
Well, again, it depends on the couple. I mean, to one couple, it may be everything, and to another couple, it may not be important. And again, the key is, you know, everybody's got their own, you know, you ask 100 people that question, you're going to get 100 different variations of answers. The key is that a lot of people think that dating is just to figure out if you like the person. And certainly you need to you should like somebody that you're going to spend your life with or even a significant amount of time with. But really what I encourage people to look at dating as is it's an opportunity to see if you can easily meet each other's needs. Right. So, for example, like if you've been dating someone for a year and you're considering marrying them, you know, and let's say one partner doesn't feel like they're getting enough sex or they don't feel like they're getting their sexual needs met, that would be a really important thing to have a clear communicative conversation about, to directly ask the partner for what they need and see if that partner is willing to provide it, and then go and then make sure that they're willing to accept that answer for the rest of their life. See, the problem is a lot of people don't have these important conversations before they decide to get hitched or even move in together. And then all of a sudden they move in and they expect that things to just magically work out. Well, you know, I am as, you know, metaphysical and spiritual as the rest of them, but I'm also a realist. And if you don't communicate about things, they're not going to happen.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, so things need to be discussed. So, again, I know so many dating coaches out there will give you blanket answers about things. I don't do that because I really like to look at what is going to work for this couple, meaning, like, are both people getting their needs met in this relationship, or at least most of their needs met? And that's really there's a saying in the coaching world is that getting good answers is about asking the right questions. So I think the real question here is, are both people getting their needs met?
Yes. And
does that
also
make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. And for many women and also men in the audience, but mostly women, this is really the ultimate question. Because I have sisters, I have many female family members. Is there a rule when dating on how soon you can or should have sex with a partner?
Another great question. Much oft written about. So many bestsellers will give you numbers. So here's a really interesting thing. So one of my colleagues, who is also a dating coach, she was very curious about this question too. So what she did was she sent out a random survey to over 100 happily married couples. And one of the questions she asked in the survey is, how happy are you in your marriage from 0 to 10? If they answered anything below an 8, they did not know it, but they were disqualified from the research because she only wanted to interview happily married couples. Now, the other question she asked in this survey among the happily married couples is, how many dates did you go on before you had sex? Right? Because out in the world,
yes.
we got different rules. We've got the 3-day rule. We've got the 90-day rule. We've got the rules. I mean, there's all these different, like, you know, theories about this is the right amount of time, like as if like there's one, you know, this is the time, you know, and everybody's kind of like arguing about what the time is. The research resulted in the average number of dates that the married couples had gone on prior to having sex. Do you want to know what it is? Can you guess?
Yes. I can't possibly guess what it is, but I do want to know.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, right? The average number of times that the happily married couples had of dates they had gone on prior to engaging in sexual intercourse was 6. Now, what I don't want people listening to do is take this and run with it and go, okay, if I just wait 5 dates and then have sex, that's going to guarantee that my relationship is going to work. Here's my real answer. My real answer is it's not about a number. The real answer is when you're both ready. And that you're both honest about being ready. And that could be one date for you, or it could be 250 dates for you, depending on, you know, your background, your history, your morals, your religious beliefs, your, you know, all of this stuff, you know, where you're at emotionally. And so what I recommend as kind of keeping the theme here is that you have conversations with potential partners about what you need to be ready. Right. So some people will need, you know, to know that they're in a committed relationship or a monogamous relationship. Other people just need to know that, you know, this person is free of disease. You know, some people need to know that they're a potential life partner. It's really, some people don't need any, you know, they just, you know, sex is just, you know, for men, usually sex is just a fun activity you do with somebody you care about. Right. So I recommend that instead of listening to any outside expert and any arbitrary number, that you listen to your heart and that you feel into what feels right for me. You cannot go wrong with that. You cannot go wrong with honoring your own self and your own needs and being communicative about that. I do find that, on a side note, that's very challenging for a lot of people that I work with, the communication part. So it's something I work very closely with people on, is how do you communicate your needs to potential partners?
Now, you also just launched a new program, Becoming a Soulmate Magnet. If you could share that with the audience.
Yeah, sure. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, and then I'll let people know where they can find this program. So Becoming a Soulmate Magnet is, I have a 7-step system that I created based on what worked for me and what's worked for my clients to attract their soulmate. And Becoming a Soulmate Magnet is step 4 of the program, and it's largely about the inner game. As I mentioned earlier, finding your soulmate is 90% about what's going on inside of you. So what Becoming a Soulmate Magnet is it's a downloadable do-it-yourself program where essentially anyone can go onto the site today and they could download the program and be working it, you know, by tonight. And it's a program, you know, it's a combination of media. You'll see videos of me taking you through, you know, for example, EFT tapping sessions. There's, you know, 5 recorded calls that were originally recorded live where I was teaching the material. There's a workbook that you do with each one so you can actually experience and do the exercises, because I'm not about just, you know, lecturing. I really like people to feel a shift and an experience in the work that they do. So, you know, there's workbook handouts, and there's also, as you mentioned, I'm a hypnotherapist, and I was able to capture that work with guided meditation set to sound healing music for, you know, different purposes, all, of course, related to helping someone become a soulmate magnet, which is really the languaging I use for being completely ready on all levels, mind, body, soul, spirit, for that special person in your life. And it really is about getting ready. And, you know, one of my other mentors used to say, if you're ready for your soulmate, if you're aligned with them, they will have a wreck in your yard. And, you know, and so essentially the point being that it's not so much about what that next dating site or app, it's about the internal journey. And if you're ready, they will come to you in the path of least resistance.
And everything you're saying seems to make a lot of sense. And to everyone in the audience out there that is struggling to find the right person, struggling to find your soulmate, again, we have the most qualified people in the world over here to help you. We have a little under 30 seconds. If you could quickly share with the audience, where can they go to either sign up for your program or get more information about you, Jennifer?
Thank you. If they want to look at the information, if they want to sign up for Becoming a Soulmate Magnet, they would just need to go to bit.ly/soulmatemagnet. Again, that's B-I-T like Tom. .ly/soulmatemagnet, and that's the registration page for Becoming a Soulmate Magnet. And if they wanted to inquire about working with me privately, they could go to www.conscious-life-coaching.com. Again, that's it's www.conscious-life-coaching.com. And if you go into the menu under services, you'll see where we have our dating and relating division, and you can sign up there for what's called a complimentary discovery session. And that is a complimentary, no obligation session with me or my husband, where you can see if you are a good fit to work with us as a life or a dating coaching client.
Okay, and we're just about out of time today, and I know Jennifer had a lot of more information that she could have shared with us. So I do apologize to the audience. Hopefully we can have Jennifer back on again in the near future. But again, to everyone out there struggling, please reach out to her. She will be able to help you. And Jennifer, it was an absolute honor having you on today to share your story and your practice with us in the audience.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Can I say one final thing to your listeners?
Yes, you may.
Okay, here's what, if I had a big megaphone, which I guess I kind of do right now, here's what I really want people to know, is that no matter how hopeless you feel or stuck you feel in your situation right now, if you're willing to try something different and you're willing to commit and invest in yourself, you absolutely can transform your life. You can borrow my confidence for you on that if you're lacking, and I do hope that you're able to achieve the life that you desire.
And you heard it from the person yourself, folks. Again, please believe in what she is saying. She has been in this position herself, and she has made it. And again, I believe she is one of the most qualified in the world to help you through this issue. And Jennifer,
thank you, so
you
much.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us. And to our audience, thank you for joining us. Please be back with us tomorrow or between 12 and 3 p.m., please go to accglobalmedia.com for updated show dates and times. You all have a very wonderful day, and you as well, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone.
You're very welcome. Bye.